And now the Mishnah says, Omer lehem hamamuna, the superintendent now told these Kohanim, again, after they were carrying up the pieces of the Korban HaTamid, so they're carrying it up to the plank, on the Kevis. So you have before, they put them down there, and then they went back into Lishkas HaGozis, to watch the Davin. So the Muna told to them, he said like this, Boruch Hu Brachachas, go make one Bracha right now. And the Smor says, Brachas, that was Ahava Rabba. They didn't say Yetzer Or, because it was too early, it wasn't light yet. So they only said the Bracha of Ahava Rabba, one Bracha. They broke when they made the Bracha of Rabba. Then Korah Aseret HaDibrus, they said the Aseret HaDibrus. Then they said Shema Avoyim Shemaim Vayom, they said the three parshas of Shema. And really the Aseret HaDibrus is the Pshat is, because in the Shema is the Aseret HaDibrus. Really the Gemara Bracha asks the question, how come we don't say the Aseret HaDibrus like this? The Gemara says, of course, of the Minim. Now, because of them, they come to say the Ikar of the Torah is only the Aseret HaDibrus. Therefore, we don't say it. But then, the Beis Hamikdash, the Kohanim used to say, first the Aseret HaDibrus, then they would say Shema. Then what happened was, Vayomru Baruchu Esom Shalosh Brachos. Then the Muna said to make three more brachos. What was it? They said Emes B'yatif. The Avodah said the Baruch over Tzei. And then the Baruchos Kohanim, these three brachos they said. They're not a real Shemoneh Esrei. Over Shabbos and on Shabbos, Masifim Brachachos LeMishmer HaYotzei. On Shabbos used to change the watches, the new Mishmer came in. So the Mishmer that came in gave a bracha to the one going out by saying, Ashrech, you should be Zecha for the avodah that you did. The Mishnah Beis. Om Lehem Chadoshim L'Kteres Bo. Now the Mamuna would say, listen, I want new Kohanim to come to this Pius who's in the Zecha to make the Kteres. Like once a Kohen brought the Kteres once, he couldn't bring it again. Because by bringing the Kteres, he became very rich from it. Therefore, they only had new Kohanim every time making the Kteres. He says, Bo, a priest has to make a girl. Zocha, Misha, Zocha. The one that was Zocha did it. So he was Zocha to make the Kteres. Then, Omer Lehem, he said like this, Chadoshim, Yishonim. New ones and old ones for the next girl. Bo, a priest, Mimal, Evorim, and Akevas, and Mizbeach. According to this man, Yoma, it was not the first step of Kanam that took it until the Kevas, took it up. He had like a new step of Kanam now. So it was a new piece, a new girl to choose, which Kanam will be Zocha to take the pieces from the Kevas, up to the top of the Mizbech. Whoever blessed him, and Yaakov Emino, Hamal Evor Mekevus, the same Kohanim that brought the pieces from the place to the plank, to the Kevesh, Hu Malin Oysan Agavi Mizbech. Those same Kohanim now, if they got finished davening, they finished off the Avodah and took it up. Mishnah Gimel, Mesurim Lechazonim Hoyu Mavshitin Oysan Espigdeim. The Sumach Sana means the Kohanim that were not Zeicha with the Pius, like a lot of Kohanim came there like to try and get a girl to try and be Zeicha to do the Avodah. So all of them put on the Big Nekuna. But now the ones that were not Zeicha to do the Avodah, they had to like take off the Begodim. So Masrum that gave them over the Chazonim to the people that took care of the Begodim. Hoya Mashita Noisim, they were taken off as Begdam, the Big Nekuna. Lohoya Manichin Aleya Melimach Nassan, they only left the underpants on. Buvad. Now, the Cholaynus Rishon, there were like closets there, and because of Aleim, Tashmisha Kelim, that's what used to put away the clothing. In other words, they took off the top clothing, left the underpants on, then they put on their own clothing, and then they took off the Kodesh Tikkun Mechnasayim and put on their own Mechnasayim. Now, Mishnah Dalet, Misha Zocha B'Kteris, the Kohen that was Zocha to do the Kteris today, Hayonot Lesakaf, he would take the big ladle, was like a big ladle that could hold three carbon, large sum. There was a smaller spoon inside it. And that smaller spoon, that had the kateris. That was molly the godish, piled to the top kateris. And the kisel, there was a cover for it. It was like a talent, metutulis, on top. That's how the cover was, on top. Now this what it says here, O Kimin Metutelis, Hoyolov, Metutelis means like a piece of a nice cloth, was on top for it to cover it, like a small cloth covered it. Now some say the covering on top was on top of the bozich, and some say the kisa was on the kaf. So how exactly it was, there was a buzz that there was a smaller one that actually held the keteras itself. But they were afraid that some of it would spill over. That's why the buzz that the smaller one was in a bigger ladle, so if it spilled over, went into the calf. So how come we just don't have it in the calf alone? That they said, because it's nice to look molly the goddess. It's nice to have this keteras, this measurement to be all piled up in a gadol like piled up to the top. That's what happened in the smaller spoon. In a Mishnah Hege, the Flamin Gimel, it says the Misha Zocha B'Machta, the kind that was Zocha to carry up this shovel, is not all Machta Sakesef. He took a silver shovel, the Onel Rosh Mzech, went up to the top of the Mzech HaChitzayim, and Upinas Gecholim, he pushed aside the Gecholim, the coals there, Helech Velech there and there, the Chotem, he took a nice shovelful of the coals from the middle, nice burning coals. Yorad, he went down, the Aaron Latur Shazov, then he spilled over those coals into a golden shovel. And the Spahu Menuk Kab Gecholim, he lost like one Kab Gecholim. In other words, the silver one was a Kab bigger than the golden one. The golden one was only, because the silver one had four carbon, and the gold one only had three carbons, like one Kab of the coals spilled over. And they would spread that, they would like broom sweep it along into the yom, into the flow of water that went through the Beit HaMikdash. They would like sweep away that cob of coals that fell on the floor there. Over Shabbos, it happened on Shabbos, they would just cover it up with a kli, because on Shabbos you can't throw it into water, you can't put out the coals. Now, the Sachter was called the big kli. It was like a big sphere, a big plate it was, big pot it was. And marzeket lesach, it held a lesach, that's a half of a kur, which is 90 kav, that's how much it holds, 15 so. And ushtei shashroish hoyibur had two chains on this big kli, this sachter. Achashu meishich bo, you had one that he filled it up and loaded down. The yachashu eiches bo malmalim, one that he held it on top. The shlush lets his gargle that it should not move around. So they used to use this to be merit, take down the deshen from the mizbeach. That's what they used to use this big thing for. They used to have it with chains to pull it up, pull it down. But now on Shabbos, they used to use it to cover up these coals that fell on the floor. Now, u'shloishet v'rom ha'imashemeshet says this big kli, this psachter, they used for three different things. That koyfenois agabi gecholim, like over here, if on Shabbos you had these coals, they would use this big kli to cover it up with, or else we are sherets. They found the sherets, a dead creeping thing in the Beis HaMikdash, also they covered up the Shabbos. Or my reason was a deshen, make up him a mizbeach, and who would then they used to use it to take down the deshen, the ashes from the mizbeach. These are three things they used to use this big psachter. Now Mishnah Vav, hegiyo ben ulum l'mizbeach. Now the koyin, or these two kahanim that was zeichu with the keteris, the one that was zeichu with the machta and the one that was zeichu with the keteris, they both came now in between the ulam and the mizbeach. Not a lechad amaz grave, for one of them took with him a big shovel. The zark, and he threw it, the bein ulam was there, he threw it down there on the floor between the ulam and the mizbeach. And odom shemeya kol chaver b'yishalayim mikol hamagreifa, like that voice, that dying was so loud that people talking in Yishalayim could not hear themselves one to another. That for three things they used to use this coat, the magrefa. They used to throw it down like at three different times to make a big noise, to make a big bang. There were three things. And what was it? That koyin sheshemeyas koyloch koyin that would hear this big bang from this magrefa, yodei he would know sheechav akanim nechnostim l'shtachavais. That the other kanim were coming down l'shtachavais to bow down. That's in the Heichel. The people outside the Azorah would know that the Kohanim are coming to bow down now in the Heichel, like we'll see later. V'rotz abroad, other Kohanim will come running and also bow down. U'ben Levi, Shushimeyat Kelu, who had been for Ben Levi, heard this big bang. Yedei, he knew, Sheikh of Halavim, Nechnos Madaba B'Shirim. And he also made this big bang before Levim went to say Shirim. So Levi would hear that noise, would know he has to come and say Shirim. V'rotz abroad would come running to say the Shirim. Rosh HaMaimid, HaYimaimid Es HaTimeim, B'Shem HaMizruch. Who had been the Rosh Maimid, that was a special one that was in charge. He was like Kishlicha, he was like the Tzliach of Kol Yisrael, Bishash Kabonis HaTzibur. He would be Maimed, he would be standing on the Kol, hear the Kol Magrefa, and he would tell to the Kahanim that were Tomu, Ashahar Mizrach of Yezorah, and he would tell them like, he, Rosh HaMaimed, Hoy Maimed, as a Tmei, Mishan Yak, he would tell them like to be there. Since my point is what they did, is they made all the Kahanim stand there in the Shahar Mizrach that were Tmeim. So some to the time was to embarrass them, as if to say they should not become Tommy again, be careful. Or rather, some say of the Achashad, that people should not be Cheshed them, that they don't want to come do the Avoid because the Stam be Mavata the Melochim. So they used to all be there by this Shah, people could tell that the reason why they're not coming is because they're Tmeim. Yeah, Perek Shishi. That says, Hechelu Oilum B'mailis Ulam. Now, these two Kahanim that was Zeichu with the Keteris, they started to go up, there's 12 steps between, to go up to Ulam. So he went up these 12 steps. The two Kahanim that was Zeichu before, want to clean out the inside Mizbech, and want to clean out the Menorah, they will go now fast before these two Kahanim brought the Keteris in. So Misha Zocha B'dish Mizbech HaPnimi, the one that was Zeicha with the Mizbech HaPnimi, Nichnas went in, the Nautilus HaTeni, he took that basket that he took in with him to put all the issues into. Vishtachavoye, he would bow down in the Hechel, the Yotzen go out. The same thing, Misha Zocha B'dish HaMenorah, the one that was Zeicha to clean out the Menorah, also Nichnas would go in. Umotza, now, when he went into the Menorah, he found now a motzah shnei neris mizrach zolkim. He found now the two east are neris still lit. So now midashnes hamizrachi cleaned out the mizrachi. Or maniches hamaravi dovid. He left the second one. That was the second to the mizrach, like the second one, which is towards the maror side. He left that still burning. That was called the near maravi. Shemimenu from that one hoyemadlekes hamanera. They would light the menorah by evening ben habayim. So that's if it was still lit. He left that one lit. When did he clean it out? Whenever it went out. But let's say Motze Shekov, let's say when he came in now, he found both Neris out. So very good. Then Midashnoi, he would clean them both. Umad Likoi, and he would light them again. The Mizbech Oilah, he would take off a fire from the outside Mizbech and light these two Neris. Not less Akud, then he would take his, like a pitcher, that he cleaned out the menorah with, even from the morning, from the other five Neris. Mimalish Nia, from the second step that he left it on. Vishtachvi would bow down, the Yotza go out of the Hechel. That's what these two Kahanim did it right now before they brought the Keteris. Then it says, Mishnebeis, Misha Zocha B'machta, the Kohen that was Zocha to hold the Machta, the shovel of these coals that you took off the Mizbech HaChitzon, that they can bring it now inside the Pnim. So whoever was Zocha with that Machta, it's Sovres HaGecholim, he like piled up the Gecholim, he made a pile of Gecholim in the Machta, Agabi HaMizbech, atop of the Mizbech HaPnim in the Hechel. The Riddadon B'shulia Machti, like spread out nicely with the bottom of his Kli of the Machto. Vishtachli, he bowed down, the Yosef went out. That was his Avoidah. His Avoidah was to take the coals from the outside Mizbech and spread it out nicely on the inside Mizbech. Now Mishne Gimel, Misha Zocha B'Kteris, the Kohen that was there to do the Kteris, Hoyunoiteles HaBozach. He took the Bozach, Mitoich HaKaf. The bozach was the small ladle that had the keteris inside it, out of the big spoon called the kaf. So he took the bozach mitoch hakaf, and he had a friend with him, or relative he had with him, and he gave it him. So he gave now the kaf, the big one, he gave to his friend. Now nispasim imenu l'toichai. He spread it out, the keteris that was in the bozach, the keteris that he had in the small ladle, he now spilled it out into the big kaf that his friend was holding. And Moisim Lei Bechofnov, now his friend like would pour it back into his hands, into his palms. So that's the way he spilled the keteris on the Mizbeach, was from his hands. So they spilled the keteris back, Moisim Bechofnov, into his hands, two hands full. Omelamdenoi said, they would teach him like, and tell him, have Yisrael, be very careful. Because now you're going to lower down and spread the keteris on top of the burning coals, be careful not to burn yourself. So Shema Tafkul Fanechla, do not start right in front of you and go further away. Shlertich Tikova, you shouldn't burn yourself. When you start to put the keteris down, like the smoke starts to come up, it can burn you. So rather, like, put your hands further away from you and start pouring the keteris down there and then come closer towards you, but your hand won't get burnt that way. He used to teach them, be careful. Hiskel then Meradeid, He would like make sure all the keteris was smoothed out on the coals, like burning nicely. The yaitza, then he also go out of the hechel. Now lahoya hamakter makter, the one that was supposed to burn now these keteris brother on top of the coals did not do this. Shemamun aymerlo, until the mamuna told him hakter burn it. He had a way to get rishus. Im hoya kain gadol ham, if that say was a kain gadol doing it, that was doing the keteris. Then hamamun aymerlo, the superintendent, they would tell him. Ishi Kain Godel Hakta, they're telling him like the covered, he would tell him Ishi Kain Godel, go and now burn the Kateris. Tereshuam, all the people went away, all the Kanam around there near the Ulam is Beach, they all went out of that spot between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, the Shasta Ktera. Because like the Pasuk said, Cholodom Liya Biyomer, the way of the Kapa Bakadish. So, Tereshuam, the Hikter, so this Kain now burned the Kateris, Vishtachvo, he bowed down there in the Hechol. And then the Yotzi also went out. That's where they finished the avoid of the Keteris. Now, Perek Zayin, the Mishnah says that this man she Kohen Gadol nichnos lishtachavos. If the Kohen Gadol was the one that's coming in now to make a shtachavos in the Hechel, this goes on. If this going now after they finished the avoidus, the Korban HaTomid, all the Kanim used to come in and bow down in the Hechel. If the Kohen Gadol was there, he would bow down first. And after him, the rest of the Kohen would come and bow down. So at the time the Kohen Gadol was there, so he used to go in first to bow down now in the Hechel after they finished the Avodah for the Korban HaTomid. So Bezman, the Kohen Gadol nichnas l'shtachvos, he had three other Kohanim helping him along. Echad b'yaminah, one would hold him on his right hand. V'yechad b'shmaleh, one would hold him on his left hand. V'yechad b'avonim tovus, and another Kohen from the back would like be holding the two Avnei Hashem that he has on his shoulders. Like Delta Kohen Gadol, bow down. Now, the Chivon Shesham HaMamuna Kir Raglov, when the Mamuna, the superintendent there, heard the voice of the noise of the Kohen Gadol that was wearing his meal, and had the bells on the bottom, so when he heard the bells of the meal ringing, so Kohen Gadol, is Shu Yaitse, when he heard them like coming out, so then he Bialoyas the Prochus, he picked up the Prochus, like to make sure let him go out. So some Magaris now, Nichnus means now the Sagan, went in Vishtach when he bowed down Vyos and he went out. And after he did it, then Vinichnusu Echabakanim, then the rest of the Kanim came in into the Hechel, Vishtachva, they also bowed down, made a Shtachva bowing down, Vyos, they went out. This is where they finished like the Avoida of the Karmen HaTomit. Now Mishnah Beis, Boyu Vyomdu Amaila Sulam. Now they were like, after they went out from the Ulam, they were still standing there on these 12 steps. Going like on the from Ulam, like going down now, going down the steps, is Omdu Harishonim Lidoro Machem Kahanim. The first Kahanim, these are the ones, and Shazokha, the ones we mentioned before, that was there to go into the Hechel. That was the five Kahanim, the one that was Medashin, Mizbech HaPnimi, and the Menorah, and the ones holding the Machter for the Machter for the Keteris, and the Keteris and his friend, these five Kahanim. So these five, Omdu Harishonim Lidorim, on the south side, Achem Akanim, of the other Kahanim. The Chamisha Kelim B'yodim, these five Kahanim, like, had five Kelim in the hands. Hateni B'yadechud, that was the one that cleaned out the Mizbeach HaPnim. That was the bigger basket. The Hakuz B'yadechud, that was a smaller pitcher he used to clean out the menorah. The Yamachta B'yadechud, one Kahanim was holding the Machta, that was the shovel to carry the coals inside for the Keteris. The Habosach B'yadechud, that was the smaller clear that held the Keteris in it. The Kaf, that was the bigger one, the Kisui on the cover of the Yada Echod. Like the Kohen that spread the Keteris on the coals also had his friend with him. That's why you have these five Kahanim. What happened was now, Uborchu Esom Brochachas. They said one Brochon. And they said now, Brichas Kahanim. From the base of Migdash, they didn't stop here in Amen. So all three Brochas was like one big Brochon. So it's sort of like they made one big brach of the Birchus Kahanim. Elish ben Medina, just outside the base of Migdash, Omer Moisa shows brachas. It's sort of like three brachas because we stop and answer Amen in between. But Uva Migdash in the base of Migdash, only brachak was only one bracha that did not answer Amen in between. Now, Ba Migdash, Hoya Omer Mes Hashem Fichsovai. When the Kahanim used to say Hashem's name in the base of Birchus Kahanim here, used to say it the way it's written, Hashem, used to pronounce it. The Aleph Vav, the Yud Kei, used to pronounce. Over Medina, but outside the base of Midish, Bichinuya, we pronounce what we do, Adoy, or the Aleph Dalet, we pronounce it. But Medina, in the base of Midish, Hakanim leisim es kepeyim yedeim. No, bedinim means outside. Bedinim means outside the base of Mikdash. Hakanim leisim es kepeyim with hakanim with duchin is yedeim connected kisvepeyim. He would spread their hands out straight, like the same level as the shoulders, not above the shoulders. But of the Mikdash in the base of Mikdash, agabi rishayim. When the kanim used to duchin in the base of Mikdash, then they used to have their hands way up above the head. Chutz, excluding Mikoyen Godol from Mikoyen Godol, Sheina Magdiyas Yodov Lamala Min Atzitz. He did not pick up his hands above the tzitz. He didn't pick it up higher than the tzitz. Rabbi Yehudu Weimer, Af Koyen Godol Magdiyas Yodov Lamala Min Atzitz. No, even the Koyen Godol also, B'Shaz Duchenin, he would also pick up his hands even Lamala on top of the tzitz. Shinema, the Pasuk says, Vayis Aaron Es Yodov, Aaron picked up his hands, Elom, Vayavor Achaim, Samashmi, even Aaron, even the Koyen Godol also picked up his hands. Mishnah Gimel, Bizman she Kohen Gadol writes on Lahaktir. If the Kohen Gadol wanted to do the Keteris, or no, Lahaktir means to burn the Evorim of the Tumit. And the locker is, a Kohen Gadol, anytime he wants to, he can come in and do the Avoida. Let's say the Kohen Gadol wanted to burn the pieces of the meat for the Korban HaTumit. So Bizman she Kohen Gadol writes on Lahaktir. For Yoyla Bakevesh, he would go up the plank up to the Mizbeach. He has gone to mean he had a second charge next to him. Hagiel Amachsas Hakevus and is going halfway up where he got a little bit tired. Is Ochas Haskan Bimin of Behelayhum. This Khan, the second one, would help him, give him his hand, and like help him push him up the Mizbeach, up to the top of the Mizbeach. Now, when the Kohen Gadol got to the top of the Mizbeach, Hoshit Loi Harishon, the first Kohen of these 8-9 Kohanim that were holding the Korban HaTamid, so the first one that was holding the Rosh, the head, and the Regel, he would give it over to the Kohen Gadol. Hoshit Loi Harishon, a Rosh, a Regel. The Somach Alein, the Kohen Gadol now would put his hands on top of it, not for a real mitzvah smicha, but Mashmah was covered that the Kohen Gadol should put his hands on it. Some mitzvah was covered like the Zerokin, and then the Kohen Gadol would throw it onto the Marocha. As you learn, just like the Zerika Saddam is the Zerika, who would then the piece of meat also was done the Zerika, used to throw it onto the Marocha. Hoshet Hasheni L'Rishon, then the second Kohen. For the hand, what he was holding, the front feet, Larishan to the first Kohen, Shtei Haydan, the two front legs, and then that first Kohen was Nesla Kohen Gadol, he would give it over to the Kohen Gadol. And again, the Somach Lehen, the Kohen Gadol would put his hands on it, make a smicha on it, Uzrok, and then the Kohen would throw it onto the Marocha. Now, Nishma Tashene, the second Kohen, got finished and left. Holachle, he left. The Kachoye Mashikla, that's where the rest of the Kohen did this. There's the first one, the first Kohen stood there, he stayed there the whole time. And the next Kohen came up and handed it to him, and he handed it over to the Kohen Gadol. So the Kachoyim Mashitin Loi, Shar Kol Evorim, all the rest of the pieces. Vusamech Aleim, and the Kohen Gadol would make a smicha, put his hand on top of all the pieces, and then Vazakim throw them attack on the Marocha. Uvizman Shiroitse Husamech, Viacherim Zorkim, the Kohen Gadol was too tired, he wanted to, he stood up and he would just make the smicha, just put his hands on top of the pieces of meat, and then another Kohen would throw it onto the Marocha, onto the fire. Now when he wants to go around the Mizbeach, like when he got finished doing the Avoida, he wants to come down now. So right now he was standing on the Dorim, on the Dorim of the Mizbeach. The Kevis was on the south side of the Mizbeach. So what did he do though? He had to go around the Mizbeach. His Meichin Umaslu, how did he start? He always went around right, all the way around. So he went Mekeren's Remim Mizrachis, first to southeast, then Mizrachis swung to the south north, then the northeast, then Svenis Marovis, the northwest, then Marovis Remis, the west-south. That's the way. Now they're about to do the Nisach of the Yayin. As they finished burning the Evorim, so now the Kohen was going to go and make the Nisach HaYayin. So if the Kohen God was up there, he had to go around to get to this corner of the Marovis Remis. That was the corner they poured the Nisach HaYayin. So he had to go around from right, because he had to walk all the way around the Mizbeach, until he finally got to the Marovis Dremis, to the southwest side. There, Nostan Lo Yain Lanester, there they gave the Kohen the wine to pour on the Mizbeach. Now, if the Kohen Gadol was there, so he was the one that poured it. So Haskan Oymed Al HaKeren, the Haskan was standing on the corner itself next to the Kohen Gadol, Mishum Kvayda, given covered. The Hasadurim Biyodai, this gun, the second in charge, has like a handkerchief, had a sudur or cloth in his hands, as if to wave it to the rest of the Kohanim to tell them the Kohen is about to, the Kohen Gadol is about to make the Nisach HaYayin now. Because Bishas, he made the Nisach HaYayin, that's when all the Levim started to say the Shir. So the Sagan had a Sudorim, had a handkerchief or a cloth in his hands. Ushnei Kanam Oimdim Al Shulchan Acharofim. Down right on the bottom, near the Mizbeach, was two Shulchanas there. One was the Shulchan Acharofim, they used to clean off the Karbonas there. So you had two Kohanim standing there on that Shulchan Acharofim. There are two trumpets made out of silver in the hand. Toku, they would blow tkiyam, viriyah, then a trua. For toku, they blow straight. Bo v'yom the waitza benazah. Then they came to stand next to this person called benazah, and he had the symbols in his hand, another kli. Echad mimina, one on his right, echad one on his left side. Shochol anasah. Now the kohen was about to start to bend down to pour the yayin on the mizbeach, on the corner of that mizbeach. When he's about to pour, when he bent down already, then v'heinif hasgan b'sdorim, then the skan there waved his sudur, his cloth he had in his hand. And v'hikesh benazah b'tzulzol, benazah that was up there also watching, started to bang them with his cymbals then. V'dibru ha'levim b'shir, and that's when levim then started to say the shir all the time when the kohen was pouring the wine on the mizbeach. Hegiel l'perik, I joined the shir, there were three prokim, three intervals like. So they came to one perik, one stopping of saying the shir, is toku, the megatkiya, vishtach vam, everybody bow down. I'll call perik a perik on each perik. Tkiya, but they made a tkiya, they blew. The alkol tkiya, and every time they blew, vishtach vam, they also bow down. Is there a seder atomid? This was the seder, this was the end of the korban atomid, by the nisach hayayin. This was the seder atomid. La avodas beis hakem, the way they did in the beis hamikdash, yirotza and shabi sheyibona b'mehira b'mehira sheyibona b'mehira b'yameinu amen. She was very excited to see the beis hamikdash soon. Now the Mishnah says, Hashir, what was the shir? Show you how levim amen b'mikdash. What was the shir levim used to say by the beis hamikdash? B'yamarishon, on the first day, used to say Yo Imrim La Hashem oritzum lo yatevu v'yeshavu. Like we say, our shir hayom. Hashem, the second of them, they said, God Hashem, who will be your Lakenu Hakar Shoy. Pashlishu Yoimrim, Elokim, Yitzel, the other scale. The care of Elohim, Yishpert. Revi Yoimrim, Kel Nakomas Hashem, Kel Nakomas Afia. Hamishu Yoimrim, Hanin Elokim, Uzainu, Arilu Lakayakov. Pashishu Yoimrim, Hashemola Gaslovesh. Pashabas Yoimrim, Mizmo Shili Yamashabas. And we say that means to say, Mizmo Shir Los Lovoy, Mizmo Los Lovoy. Some of Rosh said the Gemara means to say this Gemara holds that will be the world will be for 6,000 years, and then the 7,000 will just be empty. The only HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone, and then there'll be like Chiyas Mason. So it means that says Yom Shakula Shabbos Nukla Chayulamim, be that 7,000 year that the year will be, the world will be Kula Shabbos Nukla Chayulamim.